What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? We're live at Twin Peaks. Usual Thursday stopping ground. It doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women. It is Sweetheart Week at Twin Peaks. You can only imagine. Come on out to Twin Peaks this afternoon, this evening. 80 high-definition monitors. This is the place to watch every sporting event. And the food is the biggest surprise of the whole thing. I mean, the food is absolutely incredible. They have a new menu as well that includes things like smoked brisket and smoked chicken. It's all unbelievable. There are no losers at Twin Peaks. Only you if you're not here. Also, tomorrow's the last day for Sweetheart Dress Up. So you want to get out today and tomorrow. Saturday, the 22nd, you'll have the Wilder Fury fight. Check out the new bourbons on the menu. Check out the new signature drinks menu. Tonight, $2.97, 22-ounce Bud and Bud Light, and $5 Crown and Coke. This is my last day until the 24th. I'm going on vacation. So today's my last day. You want to speak to me, you got to get in today. Come on out to Twin Peaks. Also, later today, I'm going to give away two pairs of tickets to the Rolling Stones in Charlotte. That's real. That's happening. That's happening here later today. And I probably won't give those tickets away until one pair will be given away at 6 o'clock. They may both be given away at that time. In that time frame, because I want to wait until later in the day and give people a chance to get out here. But you will be asked on-site trivia questions today. And if you know the answers, you will be awarded tickets to the Rolling Stones. So how about that? And this is it. Last four passes today, which will be awarded right here at Twin Peaks. But again, you're going to have to be on-site, be on hand. Lots of things to get to. You know, Ramona, the Houston Astros are trending above all else in sports today, and there's a reason for it. It's because the Astros' apology was anything but an apology. Justin Verlander, who has been as outspoken as anybody in Major League Baseball in the last 15 years, suddenly has gone total silent. And the Astros' apology rang as hollow as can be. You know, I'm not a fan in general of stripping championships, but I think I might make an exception if Major League Baseball was willing to strip the Astros of their championship of their World Series. But of course they won't be, because allegedly Major League Baseball knew about this far earlier. Jim Crane of the Houston Astros said this. There are two clips here from Crane. One is you have the original clip, and then you have 55 seconds later, him answering a question. This is from CBS. Ramona, play the clip.
That this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Jim, when talking about the Yankees there, did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game. You know, our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
Huh? What? You know, Ramon, I'll leave that to you to explain. This didn't impact the game, and 55 seconds later, I didn't say this. Play it one more time.
You know, our opinion is that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Jim, when talking about the Yankees there, did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game. You know, our opinion is that this didn't impact the game. I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
Our opinion is that this didn't impact the game. 55 seconds later, I didn't say that this didn't impact the game. Same guy. The Astros public, the Astros press conference today was disastrous, as you knew it would be. There was no, there was not going to be any winning outcome for the Astros in any public statement that was going to be made on this issue, because there's no way to win. There's no way to win. I mean, you know, you either admit guilt and you're culpable. You say, you know, we're sorry, we did it, but invariably, anytime you try and defend the indefensible, as I always say, you are bound to look like an idiot. And that's what happened with Jim Crane and with the Astros today. They tried to defend the indefensible, and therefore, obviously, they look like idiots. There is no explanation for it. There's nothing that's going to wish it away. The truth is, they cheated. They cheated in a major way. How you say it didn't impact the game is beyond me. Of course it impacted the game. You know, here's the thing. Why did you do it? The obvious follow-up question to this is, why did your players engage in cheating if they didn't believe that it would impact the game? Why would they put you, your organization, at risk if they didn't believe it would impact their at-bats and impact the game? It impacted their at-bats. It impacted the game. It absolutely did. There's no question about it. Again, the Astros were bound to look stupid in whatever they had to say today. Well, they wound up looking really stupid. Even, you know, I don't think you could have planned it and made it any worse than Houston did. So it's almost unthinkable. You know, I don't believe that Major League Baseball is going to do anything about this, because I think they're already locked in terms of what their opinion on it is. I think they've made that clear already. So the results are going to stand. But if ever there were results that perhaps shouldn't stand, it's this time. Because these people absolutely use technology to blatantly cheat. They impacted their at-bats. It clearly impacted the game. Jim Crane, you know, Jim Crane to say we were a good team. No one's debating whether you're a good team, Jim. We're debating whether you were good enough to beat the great teams you played at the end of the process without cheating. And obviously, you didn't think you were. Your team didn't think you were good enough. Otherwise, you wouldn't have embarked down a path of cheating. You know, I did see this, Ramon. I saw something from an Atlanta Braves fan earlier today who said that this makes him sick and he could never stand this. And if the Braves ever did anything like this, it would be awful.
Uh-huh.
And I reminded him that, as sad as it is, that the Braves engaged in a type of cheating of their own. And it's easy to forget about it, but Coppola was banned for life, the former GM from Major League Baseball, for violating international signing rules. And the Braves are still under suspension in that regard to signing Latin American players. So, you know, let's not act like, you know, we're all holier than thou and that nobody else does these kind of things, because I don't think that's true. But I think it's like serious crime. You know, there are 10 people commit murder. How many get caught? One. Okay, do we feel sorry for the one who got caught because the 9 others didn't? Or do we just know that we got the one and we take it for what it's worth? That's what you do. So, you know, unfortunately, for the case of the Astros, if other people are engaged in the same conduct or various other forms of cheating, you got caught. The Braves got caught in that, in the international scandal. The Braves got caught up in that and are still paying a price for that. You know, but if you cheat, you get caught and then you get punished. That's the way it is. But the Astros' punishment, I don't think went far enough. I don't think it did. I think based on what we saw today, it seems clear to me that punishment fell short. And for the first time ever, I've never advocated this. I don't ever remember a situation where I advocated the vacating of a result and or the altering of a result. In this case, I actually would probably sign on to that. If they gave me a petition to sign that, I would probably sign that. Because I think that their degree of cheating combined with the hideous PR disaster today, in which they really didn't own anything, I think that combination of things makes me think that maybe they should have their World Series title stripped. Although, as I indicated, I don't think that's going to happen. We're going to get to Clemson basketball on the other side. You want in, 654-7627. We're live at Twin Peaks. I saw this stat today. I also want to get back to the draft as well. I never got a chance yesterday. People were asking me to go back through the selections, and I never got a chance to go back through them. We'll do that also today when we come back. But I saw this stat today that I thought was interesting on Joe Burrow. And the reason it's interesting is, I'll get to it in a minute, but according to Pro Football Focus, Burrow went 100 of 121 on all in-breaking throws. And the average was 14.5 yards per attempt. On all in-breaking throws, Burrow went 100 of 121. And actually, I don't have that. I just have my notes on it in front of me, and I just have written 14.5 yards. So I don't know. That might have been 14.5 yards per completion, would be my guess, as opposed to attempt. That's too high a number. But 100 of 121 for 83% on all in-breaking routes. And Pro Football Focus and probably the rest of the civilized world defines in-breaking routes as slants, posts, and crossers. And why is it interesting? Well, it's interesting because, you know, I've said all along, those are a lot of the easiest throws. Many of those throws are the easiest throws. And without those throws, a quarterback's completion percentage is not going to be what it could be, where it should be. And my contention is that Trevor Lawrence didn't have the benefit of that this year. And Clemson just didn't utilize the middle of the field to the degree that you would hope they would, and to the degree they would if you had Galloway and Amari who were full goes from the start of the year. And without that, I think Trevor's numbers are really hurt. I think the interceptions go up. When you're throwing everything to the outside, remember, early in the season, Clemson was seeing a lot of too high safety looks, and Trevor was trying to throw the ball vertically into that. You know, Clemson coaches trying to get him to take the check down. But again, it was a whole off season of drumming, of just hammering this notion into his head that he wanted him to extend plays and throw the ball more vertically. Well, I think that in part contributed to the interceptions. And the inability to use the middle of the field contributed to it as well. It also contributed to his overall numbers not being as good as they might have been, and to his completion percentage not being as good as they might have been. Because this is the evidence of it. Again, now, LSU had exceptional receivers, but Burrow, on all in-breaking routes, 83% of his 83% completion rate, according to Pro Football Focus. That's what you were missing. Now, you add that to Clemson's talent on the outside, whether it's Galloway, whether it's Amari, whether it's more crossing routes, whether it's a more concerted use of the middle of the field, a more concerted effort to use the middle of the field, I think that will pay off big time next year with a much more diverse and a deeper group of receivers than Clemson had this year. And my expectation is the result will be somewhat similar to what you saw from LSU this year. You know, maybe not quite, but I think Clemson has all of those weapons. They did not have that this year. Did not, and this is the precise area that Clemson was hurt. It was the use of the middle of the field. It was these type of numbers. Now, am I going to say that if Clemson comes back next year and uses the middle of the field, that Trevor's going to complete 83% between the hashes or on in-breaking routes? No, but I think he's going to do really well in that area, and he might. And he might. He might produce those same type of numbers. But that was the deficiency this year, and when you evaluate Burrow on a play-by-play basis, you can see it's an area of the field that LSU really exploited. And if there's a next level to Clemson's offense a year from now, it's going to be that. It's going to be doing what we just saw LSU do, which is exploit the middle of the field, use it to greater advantage, I think it gives you way more options. It gets more people involved. And I think it makes you way more difficult to defend, especially at the end of the process. I'm never worried about what you're going to do against Wake Forest or what you're going to do against Syracuse or any of those teams. What always concerns me is what's going to happen at the end, because that's the focus. When you play like teams, can you beat those teams? And I think that was the question this year. And, of course, Clemson had a really difficult path as well in having to play Ohio State and LSU, two of the best teams, you know, that we've seen. LSU from an offensive standpoint, Ohio State from an all-around talent standpoint. And, of course, LSU from a talent standpoint as well. They have 16 players invited to the combine. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're live for Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us. Later today, we'll give away Rolling Stones tickets. Quick break.
Hey, Upstate, this is Hunter Renfro, former Clemson Tiger, 2018 national champion. I got my 2019 Rocky Ridge Titan at Granger Nissan of Anderson, which has the best bumper-to-bumper truck warranty out there. Get yours today and tell them you got it at Granger. Go Tigers.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylist can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at with Urban Nirvana, McBee Station, or the Shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
First Team Sports is all about baseball. Travel ball's picking up, and you need to get your team geared up. Get all the best gear at great prices at First Team Sports. And while you're there, you can check out their batting cages and the awesome Rapsodo. Rapsodo tells you the exit velocity, launch angle, and direction of each hit so you can determine which bat is best for you. Make this the best baseball season ever with the help of First Team Sports. 2520 Wadehampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 11623 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
When you order Little Caesars Delivery, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza Pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top four national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparison is based on one or more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to five toppings and the other three pizza chains' comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Down under my thumb, the girl who once pushed.
Altip Tule Road Rage. We are the Roar back live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and hang out with the show this afternoon, this evening. Texter 723 writes, Astros remind me of a spoiled kid that's lived on mom and dad's dollar forever, then getting caught red-handed for a crime, but acting like they did nothing wrong because it's a common crime. Hey, Ramona. You
yes.
with me?
Yes.
You know, on the every once in a while I see something that I haven't seen before.
Uh-huh.
I saw something I hadn't seen before today.
What's that?
I saw a guy, looked like an older guy, riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
An older bicycle. Up an incline. A slight incline. His back wheels were 18 feet behind his bike.
What?
His back wheels were 18 feet or so behind his bike. His back wheels were made of a wheelchair. Wheelchair wheels. Not a whole wheelchair. Wheelchair wheels. I think the seat part was there. Because between the front of the bike and the wheelchair part of the bike, Robbie screaming out here. He doesn't understand live radio. He's yelling about Duke. Stretched between the bicycle and the rear wheelchair wheels.
Yeah.
Was an 18-foot ladder.
What?
The guy was...
He was trying to tow a ladder home or something?
He was towing a ladder with a bicycle.
And a wheelchair.
With a bicycle and a wheelchair. Things I have not seen before. And I don't think I'll ever see that one again.
He said DUI.
Can what?
DUI.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, this was today.
I mean, think about it. You would use your car if you had a car. You would use your car to tow a ladder. True.
But this was today. This is on my way here. So this is the middle of the afternoon.
How about that?
And I see this little deal. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. The bottom line in the borough stat and how it relates to Clemson is I expect to see Clemson utilize the middle of the field more next year. That'd be my hope, my belief. And if Clemson does that, I think it could be proved to be very, very difficult to stop. Couple of things. On last night's basketball game, I thought Clemson played certainly one of their best games of the season. To go on the road and win by 20 is tough. It's tough in any league. It's certainly tough in the ACC. Even though, in general, the road's been a little more forgiving this year than it has in the past. But I thought Clemson played really well. Started out in man. You know, one of the questions... Two of the questions I had yesterday were, could you level off those guards? Most importantly, could you keep them off the foul line? Because that team lives on the foul line because those guards get penetration. Could you level them off? Well, and again, we pointed out that Pittsburgh, not a good three-point shooting team, worse than Clemson even. And the other thing was the rebounding. I know what the numbers said, but I believe that Clemson was a more physically mature team than Pittsburgh, and I thought Clemson could really compete on the boards. They were able to do that. They were able to do that. The question then is this. It becomes, can you level them off? Can you guard them without fouling? Well, the answer to that came when Clemson went to a zone. And the zone was extremely effective. It took away almost all of the dribble drive penetration. It made them take shots they didn't want to take. And once again, just as in the Notre Dame game, you saw Clemson defensively in various ways shutting down opposing star players. And if the other team's not going to score, you probably have a good chance to win as long as you don't score 44. And last night, Clemson's player movement, motion offense, I wrote on Twitter, I thought as good a passing game I've seen from Clemson this year. You know, Clemson, again, took a lot of threes, but I thought they were better looks. And they were not, you know, too often I think Clemson settles for these early looks from three that you can get at any point in the shot clock. What you want to do is make a defense work. Make them work. See if they guard as effectively 20 seconds into the shot clock as they are in the first 5 seconds. That's how you win. You make opposing defenses work. And I thought Clemson did that last night. I thought Clemson's ball movement was exceptional, and it seemed like everybody was involved in it. And Clemson obviously shot the ball much better than they have. But I think a big part of that was player movement, ball movement. I thought Clemson did a really good job. In other words, I thought the three-point looks were higher quality looks than they've had in a lot of these other games. And again, you know, we can talk about analytics till the end of time. We can talk about what the numbers say, and I know that. But, you know, you also have to understand who you are. And if you're not a good three-point shooting team, I don't care that the analytics suggest that three-point shooting wins. It doesn't win for you if you don't shoot the ball well. And last night, Clemson shot the ball well. And if they're going to shoot the ball well, then they'll have a shot against Louisville at home as well. But the other part of it was this. I had said yesterday that I was hoping for more Jamison and more Hemingway. We got more Jamison and more Hemingway. And I want more of those guys. You know, if a little is good, it's like pizza. If a little is good, more is better. Give me more of those guys. Because, you know, all year we've talked about how Clemson hasn't had size to go up against a lot of these teams. And it's been absolutely evident at times, like the Virginia game. Well, when you have Jamison on the court, guess what? You suddenly have size. That's a big dude. And he's pretty athletic, and he's pretty tough. And I think he can score on the low block. I've seen this. I've seen him execute this jump hook with either hand, and I think it's a really effective shot for him within 5 feet of the basket. You know, and last night he was chasing his own. I think he had 4 or 5 offensive rebounds, and I want to see more of that. I want to see more of that. I think Clemson needs that infusion. You know, I think it's a vital element of it. And Hemingway's vital as well, because Hemingway is just Indiana pure. And the kid can shoot it out to 28, 30 feet. You can see it. He's just a natural shooter with a really quick trigger. He's a hard guy to defend, you know, and I think that in that regard, because he has such a quick release. So, you know, if other guys start looking for him, and you want to know, you know, who you want taking those three-point shots, I want him taking them. You know, so if you get penetration from Dawes and Trapp, et cetera, you know, and Hemingway's in the game, let's start looking for Hemingway on drive and kick every single time. Because right now, the best shot that Clemson can get right now is Hemingway towed up from 22, 23 feet. If his feet are set, I mean, that's like money. And he looks like a 50% three-point shooter. I mean, he looks like a 50% three-point shooter. And so for a team that shoots 30, having a guy who shoots 50 is sort of a big find. And obviously, he was hurt. He was out all year. He didn't have that tightrope surgery, Ramona. He had a high ankle sprain. And he didn't have that. He didn't have that luxury, you know. So you had to wait for him to get better, and he finally has, and he's making an impact. Look, I thought it was an enormous win on the road, really big win for the program. You know, I still get the negative people. I get what their complaints are, but you know, again, I hear, you know, people reference, well, you know, you lost to Notre Dame or you lost it. Well, you didn't have Amir Sims. I mean, how many player games have you lost to injury this year? I don't even know what the number is. 65? I don't have any idea. I don't have any idea. I'm not tracking it. It's a lot. You've lost a ton of player games to injury. A ton. And it's been a big factor in close games. I mean, is it reasonable to think that had Sims played in that game, you would have won, given how he played last night? I think so. You know, this team runs a lot of their offense through Amir Sims. And as such, he's a vital cog. He's a vital cog. You know, and look, this team still has injuries. And I don't know how the rest of it's going to play out. you know, Louisville's a big challenge. Louisville's the most talented team in the league, and they're going to be a big challenge even playing them at home. But I would much rather play Louisville off a loss than off a 10-game win streak. I don't give a rat's behind about this. Well, Louisville's going to be out for revenge or out for, you know, they're going to be riled up or jacked up because they just lost. That's nonsense. I'm sorry. That's historical nonsense. I would much rather play a team who has just experienced losing than one who thinks they're bulletproof. Louisville had won 10 straight games. They were bulletproof. If that theory applies, then at any point in the 10 straight, they would have lost, right? No. An object in motion stays in motion. You don't go against, you don't bet against the team that's won 10 straight games. Unless you're an idiot. So the same thing applies here. The exact same thing applies here. It's the same principle. I want a team who suddenly doesn't feel as good about themselves. Save this. Well, they're going to be jacked up because they lost. That's not how it works. The only time Louisville lost earlier this year, do you know what happened in the next game at home? They lost. The only time they lost earlier, the next game at home, they lost. So I would much, and now they're going to be on the road. I would much rather be in that situation, feel much better about my chances. And from a Louisville standpoint, and from a standpoint of that matchup, the first go-round, Clemson probably played, I don't know about the worst game of the year, but one of their worst games of the year in that first game against Louisville. And part of the reason for it was Clemson's worst defensive effort. And, you know, and I said this on Twitter that night and watching the game, and I said it on the show the next day, and then Brad Brownell came on at 7 p.m. with the coach's show and said the exact same thing. And that is that as offensive players, when you never see the ball go in, eventually you stop defending. You give up. And that's what happened in that game. That game is the only game all year that Clemson defensively sort of surrendered. The only game all year. And they surrendered because they just couldn't make a shot. And you get to a point against that team playing at home where you know it's hopeless. So the first thing that's going to have to happen in the game against Louisville is you're going to have to shoot the ball much better than you did the first time around. If you shoot it better, your defense will be better. And playing at home, I think Clemson has a shot. I think Louisville's better than Duke, though. The Duke thing I thought was very winnable. This is not as winnable. This is a tougher game. Tougher game, to be clear. Let me get Tallahassee Todd in here. You want in 654-7627. Todd, how are you?
Man, what's happening, man? It's about that time for March Madness. What you doing, Walt? How you feeling?
Good, Todd. I'm feeling good. How are you?
Man, I'm excited, man. I'm kind of up and down, but still. I'm enjoying some of this XFL.
Yeah.
I got one question. Well, I'll say two. Tar Heel Nation, we got next year. We've been down to injuries, and we've been down. I still thought we got a 6'10 junior sitting on the sideline that's not, and Brendan Huffman. If Roy Williams should have had him ready his freshman year, I don't know what Roy was thinking. He's talking about he should have been fired after the Clemson game. I wish that they could have got rid of him then, but then again, I fought him in some way. I fought the coaching. The talent that we got could have been playing better. We broke 13-point leads. The Duke game, we blew that game. I don't know why you sitting there let that curly head boy go around there and have a doggone marathon, and you don't foul the boy. Foul the boy. Don't let him come in your territory and say, hey, I'm going to do it my way. I fought one wins for that. We at least have a better record. Now, what's the deal with Dak Prescott? Is he going to get some kind of a contract? They say they want to swap out Brady for Dak for $18 million. I keep hearing say, what's on, Walt?
Yeah, you know, Todd, my expectation is that Dak Prescott is going to be the quarterback of the Cowboys and that they're going to get something done. Prescott allegedly turned down $33 million.
There was a conversation. Wow. Prescott was asked whether he was worth $40 million. And I think his answer was, I don't know. What do you think? You know, look, a player's going to want as much as they can get. You know, part of it is just the going market rate. But I also think there has to be a cutoff point. I mean, in other words, you know, if Patrick Mahomes is going to wind up getting a five-year deal for $200 million with $125 million guaranteed, I'm not giving that same amount to Dak Prescott. Now, the timing of it is bad because Prescott is the guy who's going to set the market. So, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs probably want to get Mahomes signed as quickly as possible before a team like Dallas does something dramatically stupid. But, you know, in my mind, you know, I think that's about it. About $33 million a year to me. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you go to 35. The real question, Todd, is this. And this is what Dallas needs to decide. Do you believe that if you surround him with the right personnel, that he can win a Super Bowl? If the answer is yes, then you pay him. If the answer is no, then you don't pay him.
If this is your choice, would you pay him or would you go for somebody else with more experience?
I would pay him, but I also will have a cutoff point in which he either takes it or leaves it. Because here's my problem, Todd. Okay. I haven't actually sat down and tried to rank all 32 NFL starters. But off the top of my head, if I'm ranking who I think Dak Prescott is, I think he's like the 10th, 11th, 12th best quarterback. Somewhere in that range. Somewhere between 10 and 12. Well, I don't want to pay a guy who's between 10 and 12, you know, number two money. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not in my long-term best interest. So I'm going to have a cutoff point with him, and I'm going to say, I'm just going to say take it or leave it. Look, Dak, we want you. We believe in you. We want you to be the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys for the next 10 years. This is what we're going to give you for the next five, whatever it is. And, you know, the other thing is this. I think Dallas wants extra years on this deal. And do you know why? Because they don't want to revisit this again in 5 years. Dallas is looking to get him to extend a longer-term deal because they don't want to revisit it again in 5 years. And they're also concerned about the possibility of what happens if he wins a Super Bowl in those 5 years. Because if he wins a Super Bowl in those 5 years, then the price is going to go way up on him. So Dallas is looking for some long-term deal. That's what they really want with Prescott. And maybe that's even more important than the money. I think Dallas is trying to extend this thing out 7-8 years, I think is what they're trying to do.
Okay, I'm going to take it off the air. Who you think is going to win a national championship? And I'll take it off the air.
All right, Todd, thank you. Appreciate it. I'll get that on the other side. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We're late. Quick break.
Hey, Tiger fans, your next chance to check out your Clemson men's basketball team is Saturday as they play host to the Louisville Cardinals at 4 p.m. in Little John Coliseum. A limited number of tickets remain for this game, so act quickly and purchase your tickets today. You can order your tickets by logging on to ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the athletic ticket office at 1-800-CLEMSON. It's the Tigers and the Cardinals this Saturday in Little John. See you there.
Hey y'all, Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bed liner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
As Clemson graduates and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. That's the primary focus of Parham Smith and Archinold Attorneys at Law. If you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation with the firm and no cost unless there's a settlement or verdict. call 242-9008 and speak with Parham, Smith, and Archinold. 242-9008.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is the number one stop and shop for a brand new Serta or Beautyrest mattress at the lowest prices around. Beginning February 12th through February 29th, come check out our tax season sale and save even more on all sizes. Come in and let the outlet's experienced staff guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, in the old Walmart across from Goodwill and Chick-fil-A.
At Bojangles, you won't find a microwave. You will find master biscuit makers rolling dough and hand-cutting biscuits all day long. Head to Bojangles and get two sausage and egg biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
The Rolling Stones. No Filter 2020. The first Charlotte show in 15 years. The Stones. Bank of America Stadium. July 1st. Critics say you actually do get what you want. The Rolling Stones. No Filter. Sponsored by Alliance for Lifetime Income. A massive stadium production.
I see a red door and I want to paint it black.
Bank of America Stadium. July 1st. The Rolling Stones. Get tickets Friday at 10 a.m. at rollingstones.com. Produced by Concerts West and AEG Presents. Get tickets Friday.
There's still a few months of winter weather ahead, which means the inevitable ice storms that hit here in the upstate every year. Don't let heavy ice-covered power lines leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit them online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Granlick. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
Tip to the Red Rage live at Twin Peaks. Before we get going, let me tell you about the health there. A Harvard study submitted by the health there shows that belly fat has been strongly linked to a host of serious diseases, including heart disease, cancer, and dementia. Don't ignore it any longer. It's what's causing your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea. The health there can help because belly fat is what they focus on eliminating from your body to get you back to optimal health. They did it for Jim, who lost 53 pounds, 26 inches, got his sugar and cholesterol levels back to normal. At the health there, the second person is always free because they won't let you do anything alone. So buy one, get one. Call today, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Tell them I sent you. That's the way this deal works. 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to the web at idareme.com. Take the challenge. Take the dare. Take control of your life back. You'll thank me later. You want in, now's a good time. 654-7627. 654-7627. We're at Twin Peaks. It is Sweetheart Week. That means that, amongst other things, you have one more day of sweetheart dress-up. That's tomorrow. Saturday, February 22nd, you'll have the Wilder Fury fight. Check out the new bourbons on the menu. Check out the new signature drinks now as well. Tonight, $2.97, 22-ounce Bud and Bud Light, $5 Crown and Coke, and a whole new menu as well that includes all sorts of incredible smoke items like brisket and chicken. And the food at Twin Peaks is the biggest surprise of all. It's absolutely incredible. All right, jumping back to last night's game for a minute. The closest that Pittsburgh came in the second half, I believe, was six or seven, somewhere in that range. And the lead was quickly lengthened out thanks to Alamir Dawes, who hit several big shots in those next few minutes to stop the bleeding. And look, basketball's a game of runs. There are always going to be runs. But Dawes came up big, and Dawes is going to keep coming up big because I've been saying this for I don't know how long. Dawes is a future all-league player. He's tremendous. He's only going to get better and better. He's been asked to do too much as a freshman because he had no choice, because the NCAA did not approve or clear Nick Honor. And so you were left with that situation. It became more complicated when Hunter went down with injury. And for the most part, he's been out. So you haven't had him either. You know, it's funny because I went back today, this morning, I was watching some of his highlights. There's a play where he drives hard to the rack, and he makes a really smooth, off-the-bounce dish to Jemison, who yokes it. Hunter can give you all of that and more. Hunter is a sensational athlete. Not a good one. He's a sensational athlete, and you just haven't seen it. You haven't been able to see it because he hasn't been healthy. And that's been a big part of what's happened with this team this year. All these insane amount of injuries. But Alamir Dawes stepped up big on the road. He's going to continue to do that. Is he going to be subject to some ups and downs? Yes. But the more he plays, the more consistent he's going to get. And this guy is going to be an all-league player. Now, I don't know if he'll be first team in a year or 2 years when because of this league and the way this deal works, but I think he will be second team at least. I think Alamir Dawes is going to wind up at the very least a second team all-league player. There's your road rage prediction. I've made this before. I've said this before. So it's nothing new. I was just, again, reinforced last night in watching him play. The kid has a big heart, and he has skills. And his shot is going to get better and better. I think it's really just an issue of confidence with him. And in part, his legs, because he's been asked to do so much. You know, he's frequently guarding one of the best players on the other side, and he's in the game for over 30 minutes every night. The first relief he got all season was when Clyde Trapp returned, and I think that's helped him, and I think that's helped this team. But thinking ahead now to next year and looking at what we've seen now and where this team might be a year from now, look, all the key components can return. Now, are they all going to return? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, I haven't spoken to Amir Sims. The only guy who's gone is going to be Mac. But other than that, everybody else can return. You have a 7-foot, 250-pound plus big man who's just starting to learn how to play as a sophomore. He's going to be joined by the state player of the year, PJ Hall, who knows how to play. Now, when Clemson recruited PJ Hall, they talked to him about running the offense through him at the high post. And that's the type of game he has. You can run your offense through P.J. Hall, just like Clemson does with Amir Sims. You can run your offense through P.J. Hall, and that's one of the reasons that I think Brad Brownell coveted P.J. Hall so much. He's a 6'9 big guy with skills. You know, is he ever going to be a top 10 player in the NBA draft? Probably not. But what he is he's something that there aren't a lot of 6'9 guys with skills who can pass the ball, who can hit that shot, who can face up on the elbows, knock that shot out, knock it down out to 3-point range, and also who you can run your offense through. And so he's going to give Clemson another another element that they don't have, that the team does not have now, in addition, obviously, to Amir Sims, who has given you that, you know, all year long. And so you're going to have a backcourt with Hunter, with Dawes, and with Clyde Trapp, assuming that, as I said, that Clyde Trapp elects to return. You're going to have a backcourt with those guys. You lose Scott. And look, Kern Scott was a good addition to this team. You know, I think early in the year you saw him driving to the basket some and getting to the free throw line. But he has struggled a little when the level of play increased. And he'll certainly be a loss. But look, I think when you look at who will be coming back for this team, there's a chance this winds up being Brad Brunell's best team, even better than the team that went to the Sweet 16 next year. Because, again, I'm going to make certain assumptions. I'm going to make assumptions that your best players don't all have knee injuries. You know, again, I'm going to make assumptions for right now that some of these guys like Sims and Trapp are going to return. And maybe that will prove to be false. But if they do, what you're going to have is, you know, again, people are missing the little things that Clyde Trapp is doing right now. He's still trying to find his way after the knee injury, and he's not going to be fully back until next year. He just isn't. It takes that long. He's working through it. But if he comes back, and now, for example, a backcourt that has been so limited all year in that most of the year you had basically one freshman lead guard who was being asked to do everything. If Clyde Trapp returns, next year's backcourt, you're going to have Alamir Dawes, Clyde Trapp, Chase Hunter, and Nick Honor, who the NCAA did not clear for this season. You're going to have all four of those guys. That's the deepest backcourt Brad Brunell has ever had. Not even close. Not even close. You're going to have all sorts of versatility. You're going to have lockdown defenders on the outside, guys who can level people off. You know, look, even when Clemson had two senior guards, even when Clemson had two experienced guards and Rita Mitchell, you had a defensive issue with Sheldon Mitchell's constant knee situation, and it impacted his lateral movement, and so you were always sort of playing 4.5 men defensively. There was nothing anybody could do about that. The kid had huge heart. He played through all that. But next year you'd have Dawes, Hunter, and Trapp, who, and Honor himself is a really good on-ball defender, a really tough. Honor looks like an NFL cornerback, like a thick cornerback. You'd have four guys who can level off the basketball in addition to what they're going to bring offensively with some real athleticism and toughness and depth. This team has never had that. Never. And again, I'm going to allow myself to think about this without regard for whether additional injuries will mount. I can't judge that. Joe, I'm going to come to you in just a minute, so just hang with me. But as I look at it now, I think Clemson's basketball team next year, on paper, may be the best team that Brad Brunell will have fielded. Quite comparable to the team that went to the Sweet 16 in a lot of ways, and maybe better. Maybe better. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less and travelers rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. This is who they are. We've had people come from Ohio, Florida. We had a couple come on Christmas Eve. They were interested in a 2016 vehicle. George Coleman Ford stayed really late to accommodate them. They wanted to be able to drive their vehicle home for Christmas. It's like a gift to each other. And George Coleman Ford made sure that happened. And then called them later to check. They got home and everything was good, and they were still thrilled and all that stuff. And the gentleman, 68 years old, said that he had had so many car buying experiences in his lifetime in 68 years, but that he had never had an experience anywhere close to the one he enjoyed at George Coleman Ford. You'll find the same thing. It's a fact. Cars cost less than driver's rest. It's a fact there are never any dealer fees or service fees. But above all, for 90 years, they've been treating people the right way. Go find out what that's like. It's George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than driver's rest. Never any dealer fees. Go see them. Joe, I'm coming to you on the other side. We'll be back from Twin Peaks.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla has done it again. We've made the buying experience even simpler. Pick your new Ford and give it a test drive. Every new Ford starts at Ford's factory invoice pricing. Real money for your trade, then just add tax and tags. The best part, no extra added dealer or dock fee. Use that extra savings for accessories or an extended service contract. We're a small dealer doing it the right way for over 57 years. Shop smart, informed, and save. Shop us on EdwardsAutoSales.net or stop by at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is offering free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 4747. That's promo code 4747 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
It's almost here. It is a new year, 2020, March 14th. That's the day I'm talking about. It's Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K brought to you by no other than Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates. And this year, it's going to be a huge success. And it's really great, too, because we've got some great swag just for